A bad result for Barnsley at the weekend, beaten 5-1 at Crawley. Of course, they sacked Danny Wilson last week. Mark Burton took charge, caretaker charge, at the weekend. As a result of that defeat, Barnsley now offering to refund supporters who went to Crawley at the weekend. Let's talk to the club's chief executive, Ben Mansford. Hello, Ben.
Morning, Paul.
Hi. Why have you taken this decision to refund fans who went?
I think it's just absolutely the right thing to do. The performance on the day was not acceptable. I think Mark Burton's media after the match pretty much said it all, and I don't really want to take anything away from what Mark said, because as we said in our statement, what he said was absolutely spot on. The performance wasn't acceptable. To have over 400, you know, again, nearly 20% of the gate supporters away from home, looking for a response from the playing staff and from the club in general, and not to get it, isn't acceptable. Hence, we felt it was right to make the decision to reimburse the 400 and I think 25 that made the journey.
So how do fans get the money back? Just bring their ticket down to you, do they?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just waiting. I'll liaise with the box staff and make sure we put the specific information out as to how they claim it. But the instructions will be circulated via the website. Everybody at the football club will have those instructions. And again, all I can do on behalf of the football club is apologise for the performance on Saturday. It's not what the fans of this fantastic club deserve.
I'm only a guess this, but roughly what was the price for a ticket at the weekend? 20 quid, something like that?
I think it was between 18 and 24, yeah. Depending on the number of concessions. So, yes, I mean, but the money doesn't come into it. As I said, and I think, you know, certain of my comments last week, Paul, maybe taken out of context when referred to the club as a business. This football club spent the most number of years in the second tier of English football, deserves to be back there at the first opportunity. And the fans, the way they've supported us this year, with a very small drop-off in season ticket numbers and an uplift in sponsor numbers, deserves more than they're getting at the moment. And we're all working hard, from the ownership through to the board, down to everybody at the football club, to give the supporters, the football club, and performances they deserve.
Have to ask you about the search for a manager. How close are you to... How close are you to appointing somebody?
I think, you know, what we've got to do is get the right person. That I know it was a very difficult decision for us to relieve Danny of his duties. I know you and I spoke just as he got appointed, and we talked about what a fantastic individual Danny is, and it just wasn't quite working under Danny. We now look forward to getting the right person to make sure that the playing squad that we've got, which I believe is way better than... it's poles apart from the performance it showed on Saturday, and way better than the performances that have seen it sit where it does in the league. So I think it's incredibly important we get the right person. Both people in and out of work will be considered for that role, and I think because of that we have to seek to do that side of the search in private, but I can assure the fans that everybody is working hard to make sure we get them the right person that will give them the success they deserve.
Sean O'Driscoll is the bookie's favourite. Is he on your list? He's been linked with it before.
Yes, I wasn't at the club when both Sean and Terry were connected with it back when. I think Sean has a good job at the FA, as I understand it, at the moment. I'll try not to get drawn on individuals if I can, Paul, because I don't think that's proper at this stage. We believe in Mark and Paul Eckenbottom and Mark Crosley that they'll do a fantastic job for the foreseeable. And as and when there's anything for the supporters to know that's concrete, that's definite, that's real, that they need to know, they'll hear it from the football club first.
Ben, appreciate your time this morning. I'm sure we'll speak again before the week's out, but thanks for coming on. Appreciate that.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks for the opportunity to put out there again that we don't find the performance acceptable, and we apologise to all of our fans, in particular the ones that travelled.